hey, Bobby, what, you think it's going to make? Nah, I think we're going to do it. I don't think it's going to work. I think Nehemiah's crazy, to tell you the truth. And did you hear that other stuff? And Thicket? And so he says, I mean, God, I want you to intervene. You praying any of those kind of prayers? You stepping up and saying, the God of the universe who called me to do this, it is his will for this marriage to work. It is his will for this child to turn around. It is his will to be a light at that company. It is his will for you to make a difference. It's his will for you to be pure and free. And so you pray, but you pray boldly, and you pray with power, and you pray with passion. Not some little, oh God, will you help me? I don't really think it's going to work, but it sure be nice it would. Prayers. And then notice, you know what? He doesn't just pray. He keeps pressing ahead. He just keeps pressing ahead. Look at verse 6. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height. Why? For the people worked with all their heart. What's he saying? It was really hard. They were demoralized. We asked God for help. And why we're asking him for help? We didn't sit around and have a pity party. We got after it. We just keep pressing ahead. And God worked. In fact, he worked in a very, very powerful way. The first attacks are with words, and they attack our worth and our work and sort of our faith of believing what's going to happen. The second most formidable attack when you're a Christ follower and you are fulfilling what God wants you to do is discouragement. I mean, you're going to face a lot of things in your life, but of all the things I've seen, I think the most devastating thing, I've seen really strong, really bright, really gifted people get so discouraged that they just quit doing what obviously God wants to bless and already has. And sometimes it doesn't happen when things are going bad. I've had some of my most discouraging times where it's almost unexplainable. I can say, this is going well, this is going well, this is going well. God is blessing this, bless this. And then I'll have these overwhelming feelings, but you know, you're the worst person that I know, Chip. You're a terrible pastor. You're a bad dad. You're a lousy husband. You know, you said this, and you know, so-and-so thought that, and this email said that. And I'll just have this quiet little moment while all this gets up into my head, and I'll just have this thought of, you know what? Maybe I ought to do something else for a living. You ever have that? I just don't want to do this anymore. I don't think it's going to work. How do you respond to that? Everybody has that. And everybody has it in almost any area, on any given time. And we're going to learn that there's four causes of discouragement, but let's look at the text together. Look at verses 7 through 12. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem walls had gone ahead, and that the gaps...